Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, Pro Tem Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and it is January 25th, 2018. I call this meeting to order. Aki, Mr. Tanaka, Mr. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Okay. So, Greg's on?
Here.
This is here. Jonathan Alexander? Okay, he's on here. Adriana Kessmith?
Present.
Adriana is here, okay. And Bill Crozier?
Here.
Bill Crozier is here, all right. And Joseph Davis?
Present.
Okay, Joseph's here. Catherine Davis?
I'm here, thank you.
Catherine Davis is here. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Benita Diaz is here. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Ben Jenkins is here. William Halligan?
Present. William?
Okay, William is here.
Yeah, William is present.
Thank you. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Sabrina is here. Dwayne Mark?
Present.
Dwayne? Okay, Dwayne's here. Kendall?
Present.
Here.
Kendall is here. Tony Leon?
Present.
Tony is here. Ifia? Wangava?
Here.
Okay. Alexander Randall?
Present.
Max is here. Mansour Sabah?
Present.
Okay. Mansour is here. Nancy Soden? Yeah, Nancy is here. Can you hear it? Alexander?
Present.
Alexander is here. Mosquera, Washington?
Here.
Okay, Musker is here. All right. Okay, so we have 18 head quorum, so Chair, you go ahead. Do the next item. Nancy, you can unmute yourself.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Mark.
Nancy, it seems like we're going off the... Oh, yeah. She must call back.
I think you put herself on mute and forgot to take herself off.
Who's the vice chair?
Dwayne Mark present.
Sabrina, you want to take over?
Yes.
Oh, here's Nancy. Nancy's back.
Okay.
Hello, Nancy.
Nancy's here.
Nancy?
Here.
Okay, go on. We finished the roll call. You go ahead.
Okay. All right. Are there any absences to be excused?
Madam Chair, nothing reported.
Carol Travis wants to make a statement about the nature of the lawsuit.
Hello, Dwayne Lark.
Okay, Dwayne, then Carol. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I did not hear a key acknowledge my presence.
No, I got you. Dwayne, I got you.
Well, thank you.
I have you as a present. Okay.
Great. Okay, great. Okay. Okay, Carol. One second.
The TRO lawsuit only discussed the Voorhees seat. So the only seat that was at issue in this court case was the Voorhees seat. So when there was a discussion about no one being assigned, it was to that seat. It did not raise the issue of anybody else. And so that is a narrow ruling on the Voorhees seat and does not cover us. Does not cover either Chris Corey or I.
This is Grace Aaron. May I have the floor?
Yes, Grace. You have the floor. Thank you, Carol.
Okay. I would suggest that we call Fort Greene, our corporate counsel, and get his advice regarding the situation.
All right. Could you,
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, something is really strange because we are two or three times I try to call back. Somebody, something is happening, and we are being, you know, cut off, and then it's difficult to get in again. Something funny is going on with your system.
Okay, I'm still, I don't have my show up at the moment. I'm still trying to get that up, so I'll take a look. Thank you. Okay. So Carol, you are mentioning that because of the KPFA director's situation right now. So there was a temporary restraining order filed in court today to block the seating of a director what's not clear is if it was a director or more from KPFA, and there was a suggestion for us to call Ford Green and get if he could get some clarification on this lawsuit for us.
That makes sense to me. And I can also so that you can see it.
Wait, you didn't ask for the floor, and I don't know who's talking.
I beg your pardon.
Adriana Castell for the floor.
Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
I think that one of the problems is exactly that. You know, when somebody tries to rush into the court, trying to go against the will of the PMB, that was very clear, that is what happened. Now, the same people are getting fault because the order wasn't that clear or what they expect that the order will be. I believe that we have a plain language that all of us read, that Jan Goodman, that is a lawyer, read again, and I believe that that is the result of people trying to rush and trying to bend the will of this TMB. Happened before, but I think that, I'm very sorry, but, that is what we have, a court order. We don't need interpretation. We need to just read what is said there. And if we are tripping again, that tomorrow they will rush to the court, so be it.
Carol Travis.
Very soon.
Thank you.
1 second, please. Okay, so I have two suggestions. I have one suggestion to call Ford Green and ask him to clarify, and then I have another suggestion for the PNB to make another decision based on what we have in front of us right now. And I don't have any motions at all on any of this yet. So,
Carol Travis.
Request for information, Madam Chair, Benito.
Yes, Benito, request for information come before others on the stack. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was actually a few minutes late, and so I didn't catch the whole statement. I just know vaguely because I've been out of circulation this week. But I just know vaguely that a lawsuit was filed. Am I to understand that the court ruled already on something that was filed within the last few days?
Yes, it was. They granted a temporary restraining order today.
Okay.
And now there's something in the in the order that says there's this one passage that we are unclear if it means just referring to Tom Vorhees' seat or if it refers to all the representatives from KPFA. It says Pacifica is restrained from seating Tom Vorhees as a director or any other person as a station representative from KPFA. This injunction shall remain in effect until the court dissolves it.
Carol Travis to speak.
Go ahead, Carol.
The case was about
Tom. Can you put them on the stack also, please? Can you, one second, please. Can we please wait to ask to get on the stand until the person is done speaking, because we can't hear them what the person is saying, okay? Thanks. Okay, go ahead, Carol. Start over, please.
Yes, I am also a lawyer, and the lawsuit that was filed, and I'm trying to send things into the PMB, and I think what I'm sending in goes into the spam catcher, so you're not seeing what I'm sending. I'm trying to send you what was filed, the papers that were actually filed, to see that it was about Tom Voorhees' seat. So the court could not have ruled on any of the other seats. They were not before the court, but I'm in favor of checking with Ford Green if you can find him. But the fact is that the suit was about Voorhees being seated, and so it's only about his seat. And when Ford Green sent something to the PNB, he said it was about that seat. That was what he said to us earlier. Thank you.
Okay, can we have a motion from someone on
can
how...
We,
no, yeah, Jan, I'm sorry. You were next. I'm sorry, Jan. Go ahead.
I think that the plain language of the order is the plain language of the order. And the court could easily have made the decision that no one would be seated if Tom Voorhees was not to be seated, so as not to prejudice anybody. That could certainly be a reasonable thing for the court to do. The court was not bound by whatever request was made. The court could have said, okay, this seat, you know, this, there's a dispute as to this entire election, because there were also questions about you know, how the election was supposed to be run or not run, and the court may have decided simple decision about this whole thing is nobody's going to be seated at all until, you know, this is all resolved. So that could also be an interpretation. There's not just one and only one interpretation. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. All right. Would someone like to make a motion that we vote on whether or not to seat the KPFA other
Louisiana
directors until we can hear from Ford Green.
Jan Goodman.
Adriana, once we'll make
a motion. I'd like to make a motion.
Okay. Adriana, go ahead. You were first.
Yes. I believe that it's not up to us or anybody else to try to interpret what the court said. The language is very clear. I move that we wait to see the KPFA directors till the court decide. I just move that. We don't fit any of the KPFA directors till we have the explanation from the court.
Jan Goodman, I'd like to make an amendment to Ms. Cazeneuve's motion.
Go ahead, Jan.
I'd like to amend it to say, however, the two or three other people who were who are potential representatives have voice but no vote, and I would also like to add Tom Voorhees also to have voice but no vote as pending the court's clarification, and I think we can just have the court clarify this.
Adriana, do you accept the friendly amendment?
Madam Chair, my problem with that is that we are setting a precedent. Today, we seat the new 2018 PMB members. I believe that they brought that by themselves. I mean, it's nothing that we can do. I don't believe that anybody, no lawyers, no any part, and try to clarify what the judge did.
So wait, Adriana.
I did not say the amendment.
Okay, thank you. So first of all, do we have a second on Adriana's motion from anyone?
I second it with my amendment.
Hang on a second. Who seconded me, Adriana's motion? Okay, thank you, Afia. Okay, and so Adriana did not accept your amendment. Do we have a second on Jan's amendment?
Mansoor seconds Jan's amendment.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the amendment?
Bill?
Okay, can we... Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, just to be clear, I guess we're not talking about the staff position, because that wasn't part of the lawsuit at all, right? So the staff position is not challenged. So that one's not in question. And I'll just say on the amendment, you know, I don't think we have anything on the agenda in either open or closed session that's going to be, we're going to require any controversial voting and everything. So I think it's fine to allow all these people to participate in the discussion. And so I guess I'm in favor of the amendment.
Are you amending, trying to amend Jan's amendment to clarify that it's...
I'm just clarifying that it's referring only to the... She said two to three other people. So we just need to be clear. I'm assuming it's you're talking about only the listener representatives. Was that correct, Jan? Not the staff representatives?
No, you can't be afraid.
Wait, a question to Jan.
I hate to say this, but I think that what the actual order says is station representative or any other person as a station representative from KPFA.
Bill again.
That's what it says. So if we're interpreting it as what it says is what it says, it's saying nobody.
That's what it says. I'm looking right at it. Jan, you do not accept that clarification. Is that correct?
Yeah, if we're here saying what it says is what it says, then we can't then say, oh, but it doesn't say this, but this is what it meant. I think it says what it says, and if the judge, I'm sure that the judge. If the judge wants to change the order, the judge can change the order. But meanwhile, we need to follow what the court order is.
This is Bill. May I clarify? It's a request for information.
Go ahead, Bill.
The lawsuit does not, is correct. It doesn't, it wasn't even about the staff position. Is that right? It was only about the listener position?
It wasn't about the staff position, and it wasn't about the other positions, maybe.
It wasn't. I can send it to you if you can receive the...
Who's speaking?
Somebody who didn't have the floor, I apologize.
President Davis, we're stuck.
Go ahead, Jeff. Benito had the staff first. Go ahead. Wait a minute, Benito. Joseph hasn't spoken yet. Go ahead, Joseph.
I emailed the BNB a motion. I mean, I don't know if we're going to be able to resolve this tonight, but we do. If we should send a motion to ask Bill Campini to go back to court to ask them to modify the order so that we can at least seat the other three members from KPFA. And that can be, and if we have pass a motion, then the court will see that both the BNB and KPFA LSPs are in agreement. Thank you.
So are you asking that to... Wait a minute. We have an amendment to the main motion, and now this sounds like a substitute motion.
Mansoor would like to have the floor to clarify.
You want clarification?
I want to clarify what the previous speaker said,
if I may. What Joseph Davis said? Okay.
Yeah.
I think he wants to speak to Mr. Campisi to go to court. So that's outside of the PNB jurisdiction right now. So that's something between Joseph and Campisi to deal with outside of this meeting.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I cannot ask Adriana for the floor.
Mr. Parliamentarian, are you there? Could I ask you to step in for a second?
I'm here, Madam Chair.
Okay, I have a question for you. So we have a motion that was seconded and an amendment to that motion that was seconded, and then we have someone that came along and moved something else. And can that be... It might be that he wants to substitute that. Is that possible if he wanted to do that, to substitute that for the whole thing? Or does that have to wait until we finish the amendment and the main motion?
No, you can have a substitute to compete against the main motion and the primary amendment. But I have another problem with what's going on, and that is the agenda hasn't been approved, and this discussion that you're having now is not a part of the agenda.
I think this is we should wait till we get the agenda approval and put continuation of this onto the agenda?
You should approve the agenda. You should add this item to the agenda and then discuss it at that time.
Okay. I think the thing that people are debating whether or not we should seat people if we've completed the seating, the roll call process. That's what
the roll call. The roll call process has not been completed. Because the guests who are on the line were not identified.
Right. Oh. All right. Well, we have to do that. But thank you. Also, can we approve agenda before we finish the roll call? Because we have quorum.
After you finish the roll call and the chair announced that we have a quorum, the next item,
okay,
which you already did, was to find out if there were any absences or any excused absences, which you already did. The next step after that is to approve the agenda. And any one of the board members can add this current item that you are discussing and add it to the agenda, and you can discuss it at that time.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you very much. All right, we're not going to do anything else until we approve agenda. The only thing we're going to do is ask who is present on the call other than the people that we have roll called. I know we have Norm Livingston, our new IED, is on the call.
And Carol is on the call.
And Carol Travis from KPFA. Chris Corey. Is Sam Agarwal here? He's going to be in closed session. Okay. Okay, so let's go to agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
A point of information. If your agenda, Madam Chair.
Which agenda? Okay. We have
a different one.
We have two agendas. I think my agenda is, I will send, Aki, have you seen my agenda? It's a little more detail. I don't know why I have this echo. It's a little more detail than your agenda, but it's pretty much the same.
Chair?
Yeah.
Chair? I just sent an email to Fall Green. I said to Fall Green,
There's a TRO applied to Tom Voorhees. Can Carol and Chris be seated? And then I just got a response from Paul Green.
Wait, Aki. We're trying to do the agenda right now. Okay,
sure. Okay, that's fine.
Wait till we get to that. Okay.
Sure.
Madam Chair, would like to have the floor.
Do you want to?
Yeah, it's regarding the agenda. Don't you want to add this item to the agenda before approving the agenda?
Yeah, but we're not quite ready yet. Hang on.
Okay.
We'll use my agenda. I saw Aki's agenda, and they're pretty much the same. Mine has a little more detail. Is there a motion to use my agenda and then amend that if necessary?
So move, Madam Chair.
Okay. Aki, do you have a copy of that?
No, but it's okay. I'll follow what you say.
And thank you very much for sending you in. I really appreciate that. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Okay. And then, Mansoor, you have an item for the agenda? You want to add?
I thought you wanted to add this discussion to the agenda before you approve the agenda.
Right. Well, first we ask to approve it, and then we ask if there's amendments.
No, that is not. Jan Goodman, can I speak, please?
I did it out of order?
Yes.
Out of order. You have to ask if there's any amendments to the proposed agenda.
Okay. Madam Chair, Adriana? Yes.
In order that you did it is perfect, you ask the motion on the floor and a second, and then you ask if anybody else wants to modify the agenda. We didn't approve it yet.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that the amendments come during the discussion of approval.
Exactly. You did it right, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right, so that's where we are. And unless it's different, we'll continue, and the parliamentarian will tell us if I've done it wrong. Okay, so I asked for approval of agenda. We got the motion, and it's been seconded. And now I'm asking for amendments to the agenda.
May I have the Madam Chair?
Hello, Madam Chair. This is Alex.
Alex, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to, on item number 7, the permanent PNB officer process, I'd like to defer nominations for permanent officers until the next meeting. I think, especially for the new people, we should get to know each other a little before we make nominations. And there is the issue of the KPFA directors. I would like to see them participate if it's possible on something like that. So I'd like to remove that from the agenda for this session.
Could we at least discuss the process?
I have no problem with discussing the process. I just don't think we should go ahead and make nominations yet.
Okay, all right. Well, I think that can be, if that's in the motion, that can be, you can suggest that be removed until later, but I think we should at least discuss it and figure out how we're going to do it and when. Okay.
Madam Chair, the way
you had an item for the amending the agenda, and that was the discussion of the seating of the KPFA directors. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Anyone second that? Could you send that
in writing?
I'm not in a position to send anything. I'm driving. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Could someone write that up for the time score and send it?
I'll write it up.
Okay. New board, I just want to inject some things to the new board here. Whenever we propose a motion that's not already been sent before the meeting, we have a standing rule to email everyone what that motion is in writing before we can vote on it. So that's what Aki's going to do right now. He's going to make a motion to amend the agenda to put the discussion of the seating of the KPFA directors onto the agenda. Also, Mansoor, when did you want that to go in the order of the agenda?
It doesn't matter to me. Immediately, actually.
Okay, right after agenda approval.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any second?
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Adriana.
I have a little problem. I don't believe that Aki is not a director, right? Aki Tanaka is not a director. My question is, we are having him till we elect us. A pro tem or a secretary, but I don't believe that he should be part of the discussion or be like he's doing sometimes helping to clarify things because he's not a director at this time.
Oh, that's okay, right. That's a good point. Thank you, Adriana. So you can't vote tonight, Aki. Sorry. But thank you for being here one last time for this year.
Madam Chair, this is Sabrina for the Madam Chair.
One second. Do we have a second on Mansoor's motion? Okay.
Second.
Go ahead, Sabrina.
Okay. There was an email that Ford Green just sent at 6:16 p.m. Pacific time. I have advised the board that the other KPFA...
Hold up.
Okay.
We're still on agenda approval. We're not yet discussing that item, okay? Could you hang on to that?
I will hang on to it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, are there any more amendments to the agenda? Okay, any objections to the agenda as amended?
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Yes, Dwayne.
I submitted an amendment for consideration tonight at 6:00 this evening. A motion.
Okay. For an amendment to the agenda.
Is it on? I don't see it on there again.
Let me see here. 6:00. I see something from you at 7:11. Let me see. If it's on scheduling, that's not it. Let me see. If it was 6:00 your time, it would be 7:00 my time.
4:00 your time, California.
7 p.m. Eastern time.
I don't want to talk to you.
I see, okay, Dwayne, I see, whereas the P&B directors have full and scheduled calendars. Is that what the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
That's item 6.
Okay, all right, that goes with one of the regular meetings. That will go with one of the items on the agenda. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, Carol Travis here on the agenda.
Yes, Carol.
I sent in something at 5:32 that I think might have gone into the spam catcher, about a motion to be discussed tonight about a settlement talks
point
between
of order, Madam Chair.
5:32 it went in at Pacific time.
Pacific time? Pacific time?
Yes, Pacific time. And it may have gone into spam catcher.
No, I see it. I see it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair Benito.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, Carol, are you asking that to go on to the...
to the agenda.
Whatever
it seems appropriate to
okay.
you guys.
Adriana, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I do not understand.
Director that is not being seated yet can put motion to the agenda.
Point well taken. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Point of order, Bill.
And Benito, I have a point of order as well.
And Benito was first, then Bill. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Before people started bringing up these amendments, you had asked for approval of the agenda and if there were any other amendments. My understanding is that we need to vote on the first amendment before we move on.
Say that again.
Yeah, that you. Okay, a number of people have suggested amendments to the agenda in the last 5 minutes. But before that, you had asked for approval of the agenda. All I'm saying is that we need to vote on the first amendment before we can move forward.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Point well taken. Bill, what's your point of order?
I forwarded to you a reply from Ford Green that I got about 5 or 6 minutes ago. I hope you read it. It says...
No, we're not at that point on the agenda yet, Bill. Thank
you. Excuse me. May I clarify?
No,
may I clarify, please? It does apply because it says the other seats can be seated tonight, so therefore they can vote.
But we're not at that point on the agenda yet, okay?
Vote on the agenda.
You're going to have to wait on that. Hang on. Okay, so we have an amendment to add the discussion of seating the KPFA directors on the agenda. To add discussion of that to the agenda. Is there any objection? Okay. Are there any other amendments to the agenda?
I would like to make an amendment, and I think I am qualified, but there's the issue
with
of...
that?
This is Carol Travis. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry, Carol. You can't do that. You're not seated yet.
Except that there was a discussion about checking with Green, and I should be seated. And I will not
wait,
give the...
Carol, we have to discuss that first, okay? Okay? All right. I'm sorry. You're going to have to sit this part of the meeting out.
Okay.
So we have no objection to adding that amendment to the agenda. There's no further amendments to the agenda. Is there any objection to approving...
Wait. Madam Chair, point of order.
Bill, did you want the floor for a point of order? What was?
Yeah, well, request for information, was it to be added immediately after agenda approval? I'm just wondering when it was going to be added.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, Benito, what's your point of order?
Point of order, Duane, and I think somebody else had made amendments.
That item is already on the agenda, and he sent the motion to go with it. So that's all right. It's already on there. There's no other amendments to the agenda. there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Woo-hoo! Okay, let's go to the first item on the agenda. So we're... Go ahead, Adriana.
Madam Chair, what I want to say is that, doesn't matter what the interpretation of a bunch of people is. This PND is the one that we have an order from the court that is a very clear, plain language. We didn't ask for these people to try to twist and rush, to twist the decision of the PND after all that they were trying to do in KPFA with elections. We know how that works. They rush to court. They tried to force us to accept a different situation, and now they are complaining because they want an interpretation that is different. I don't care what they really said. Our lawyers, the only thing that they can do is tell the court and act in front of the court for whatever this PMB decides. Okay? An interpretation of what Campisi, Ginzo, whoever, have is their problem. I don't think that is relevant for us at this moment. This will be
Hang on a second, guys. We had already started discussing this. We did it out of order before we approved the agenda. So I just would like to review where we are on that.
Madam Chair, we have an email that was sent to the PNB by our general
counsel. Madam Chair, do I have the floor? Why some people have jumped?
I was told to put it on hold, Madam Chair. I was told to put this information on hold.
Again,
for you to give
again,
me the
okay.
Hang on. We have a point of order that basically, we have a point of order. We have a motion to add the KPFA director's request to add Carol Travis and Chris Corey
and Sabrina.
Right, Sabrina, thank you. That's right, Sabrina, to the roll call.
Madam Chair, can I get a point of order, Madam Chair?
What's your point of order, Sabrina? Thank you.
Okay, we have an email that was sent by our general counsel, Ford Green, stating that I have advised the board that the other KPFA seats can be seated, those seats that are not Voorhees. Everyone except Voorhees can be seated. And that's from
Madam
my general
Chair.
Counsel.
Madam Chair.
And that's not me complaining. Madam Chair, do I have the floor or not?
Hold up, please. Hold up. Could everybody take a moment? Someone contacted Ford Green, and Ford Green has advised the board that other KPFA seats can be seated, those seats that are not Voorhees. Everyone except Voorhees can be seated. That's his advice, okay? That's his advice to the board, okay?
Yes. Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
Go ahead,
Madam Chair, and you allow somebody interrupt what I was saying with a point of order. Sabrina started speaking before.
No, I did not.
Please, can you call the member to order, Madam Chair?
No, you need to call yourself.
He doesn't know how.
Yeah, like you do.
Madam Chair,
Carol Travis.
Bill for the stack.
Madam Chair, can you call the member to order?
Catherine, would like to be on the stack.
Nancy, are you muted?
Oh, gosh, sorry, I was muted. I'm going on and on. Sorry.
Can you call the member to order and stop?
My apologies. I was trying to call everyone to order, and I was muted. My bad. Sorry. So I was just saying, nobody heard me, but so you couldn't follow my instructions. Okay, so I was just saying, when someone has the floor, you can't interrupt them unless you have a point of order. If you have a point of order, you have to state that you have a point of order. Okay, and then your point of order has to be about what they're saying. What rule are they breaking when they're speaking? Okay, what rule is it that they're breaking? That's what a point of order is, okay? So if it's not related to some rule that they're breaking right then it's not a point of order, and it will get not well taken, okay? So who had the floor? I forget.
I have it.
I did. Okay, Adriana, the floor.
Can I ask Adriana a question when it's appropriate?
Okay, when Adriana gets done, I'll answer your question. We'll take your question. Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you. Madam Chair, what I was saying, that is one of the problems. Everybody believes that can explain, now we have people speaking, trying to explain what the court said. It's up to these PMVs, the one that hired, their lawyers, the representatives, and their representatives do what this board asked them to do. I don't care if somebody else, if Mr. Campisio or somebody else, decide whatever. It's up to us, to this PMB, to make the decision about what our interpretation is very clear. We can call 10 different lawyers, and they will give you 10 different explanations. If they really mess up, if they didn't present the right to the court and the court didn't answer the way that they wanted, very sorry. But look at the time that they are wasting trying to twist the wishes of this board. I believe that we need to wait. If they want, they can run tomorrow again. Obviously, they can do that. Have a better explanation from the court. Till now, till that happened, till we have an explanation from the judge. Know what we interpret, what is plain language from the judge, then we will decide what to do. Till then, I believe that it's very clear we are not making a decision one way or another. We are saying they will wait, they bring this to the court, wait till the court clarify the situation. Thank you.
And Benito to the stack, yes, a while ago.
Go ahead, Benito.
Bill.
Thank you.
So I had a question.
Oh, right. Sorry. Go ahead, Catherine.
Thank you.
Please, I know that all of us old directors, we know each other's voices. So could the old directors please say, Madam Chair, this is Catherine Davis or whoever is wanting the floor, and I have a request for information or I have a point of order. Okay. So go ahead, Catherine.
Thank you. I thought I had mentioned my name, but I may not have. I'm finding this discussion to be a little bit confusing, but my question is, are there four directors on the call for KPFA or three?
There's three. Is Tom Voorhees here? Tom Voorhees is not here.
So there are three directors on the call from KPFA.
Right. Sabrina Jacobs, Carol Travis, and Chris Corey.
Okay, and which Peace Corps is a staff?
Sabrina is.
Sabrina is staff, and the other two are listening.
Yeah.
Okay, so that there's no one here representing that fourth seat, is what I was trying to clarify.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
And the question is the court order, does a temporary restraining order prevent, does it say that everybody, no, does it say that no, you know, that it says on the order that, where was that? No, shoot, let me read that.
Madam Chairman, sure for the question.
Okay, 1 second, Mansoor.
Okay, and here we get Travis for the stack.
Okay. So the temporary restraining order says, come on, my computer's so slow. Seating Tom Voorhees as a director of Pacifica. And so therefore is ordered that the respondent Pacifica is hereby temporarily restrained from taking the following actions. Seating Tom Voorhees as a director of Pacifica or any other person as a station representative from KPFA. This injunction shall remain in effect until a court dissolves it. And so, we have to decide, you know, what we're going to do based on that statement by the court.
Carol,
clarification, Madam Chair.
One second, Carol. Go ahead.
For the stack, I was wondering if I was. I've asked. Dan Goodman also.
Oh, wait, Mansoor had a question. All right, I told him I would give
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Was Tom Voorhees dropped off or cut off from this conversation? Because at the beginning, he was on the call with us. So I just want to make it plain, level field for everybody who is on this conversation. He was on the call. And then now he's not on. Can we call him back on if the other members are on the call for this discussion? Thank you.
And Madam Chair, Benito, I have this.
Information, Madam Chair.
This is Carol. Am I next?
Madam Chair, I was supposed to be next after Catherine.
Yes. I'm mute.
And Bill, I've been asking to be on the stack several times.
Bill was next. Yeah, that's right. Bill was next. Go ahead, Bill.
I thought I was there.
Information, Madam Chair, before?
Wait.
Okay, do I have
Okay. Let me see. All right. We've heard a lot from Adriana. We've heard from Benito. We've heard from Bill. Who else wanted to be on? Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
And Dan Goodman.
And Dan.
No, I haven't got.
I'm going to take Tony first. We haven't heard yet from Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I wanted to say a couple of things. One, we've been on this call for an hour, a little over an hour, and we have not made much progress. Number two, I've been sitting here looking at this TRO. And it appears to me that number one on here says seating Tom Voorhees, it says restrained from taking the following action, seating Tom Voorhees as a director of Pacifica. And then in handwriting is or any other person as a station representative from KPFA. To me, that is pertaining to the seat. To take the seat. It doesn't pertain to the other directors. The other directors have nothing to do with this TRO or this suit that was brought to the court. That's my interpretation. So if we can get agreement on that, Tom Voorhees is the only one that should not be seated tonight, then let's move. Let's move on, folks. We've been on here too long, and we have other things to do.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Are you making a motion? We need a motion to move on.
Motion on the floor, Madam Chair.
That was before agenda approval.
So I would like to make a motion if there's no motion on pending on the floor.
Go ahead, Tony.
I move that we vote to approve the TRO stating we restrain seating Tom Voorhees as director for that seat, and we allow the remaining directors to conduct business.
Any second?
Second.
Who second that?
Sabrina.
Move to amend.
You can't, Sabrina. Sorry.
Move to amend.
Bill seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Bill seconded.
Move to amend.
If Benito to the stack.
Jan, what's your amendment?
My amendment is that we allow Tom Voorhees to have, if this motion passes, that we move to allow Tom Voorhees to have voice but no vote court decision.
Tony, do you accept that?
I accept that.
Okay. All right. Can we vote on it?
I'd like to discuss this.
I'm going
to
take 2-4 and 2-4 and 2-against, okay? The motion is now, Tony, could you please write that up and send that to pnd@pacifica.org?
Can I have my point of information, Madam Chair?
Okay, thank you. Wait a minute, Tony, could you do that?
Yes, okay, I'll do that right now.
With the friendly amendment. Okay. Yes, Adriana, what's your...
Because Mr. Benito, I've been trying to get the floor for some time, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, may I proceed with my point of information?
Request for information come before people being on the staff. Go ahead.
When you read what you said about seating Tom Voorhees as a director of Pacifica and then handwriting in by the judge of any other person association representative from KPFA, you said that was handwriting by the judge, right?
That's what Tony said. No. I didn't say that, no. Tony said it was handwritten. It didn't say who wrote it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If the judge adds that in handwriting, doesn't anybody realize that obviously that was his intention?
Okay, that's not a request for information. Okay, all right. So, Benito, what did you want to speak in favor of this motion or against?
Against.
Okay, go ahead.
Madam Chair and everyone, I just want to remind
Benito, 1 second. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I also forgot to appoint timekeepers. Could I have a volunteer to be timekeeper?
I cannot do it now. I'm driving. Sorry, Mansoor. Cannot do it today.
Okay. Can someone time the item and someone time the person? Could someone volunteer to be timekeeper? We need 2 timekeepers, one for the item and one for the person.
Adriana, I can time the item, but please let me know before we need to start counting it.
This is Grace. I can time the people.
Okay, thank you. John Tatum, please, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to point out that guests can be on this call with the permission of the board. But normally, guests can't do 3 things. They can't make motions, They can't second motions, and they can't vote, just like this parliamentarian.
Can they discuss? They can't make points of order, though, right?
Point of order is a motion, so they can't make motions. That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
So in other words, I'm saying this to say that it's not necessary to add the amendment to Tony's motion, because it's a given that if a guest is on the line, they cannot make motions, they cannot second motions, they cannot vote, but they can discuss when called upon by the chair. And this is permission of the board. The board is given permission for guests to be online. Thank you.
May I speak to that, Madam Chair? Jan Goodman.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Can you tell me how long for this item?
1 second. We forgot to ask for a time limit on this item. So I'm going to ask for 5 more minutes on this item.
Okay, thank you.
Carol Travis for the staff.
Yes, Your Honor.
Are you speaking for or against this motion?
I am speaking in favor of the amendment.
Madam Chair, I had the floor before you asked for a timekeeper, Benita.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. You are absolutely right. Okay, Benito, Dan, hang on. I cut Benito off to ask the timekeepers. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to remind the old members and tell the new members that the PMB voted in favor. We approved a motion with regard to the KPFA directors last Thursday. That motion stated, if I remember correctly, and I think I remember correctly, that Voorhees was to be seated as opposed to, I don't know who the other, Carol somebody. And with regard to the other three director elects, that those elections were held to be invalid, that I don't think the PMB used those words, but basically that with the PMB ordered KPFA LSB to conduct a new election for those three other seats. So all this discussion about seating or not seating, and whether the people have a vote or not, or a voice as opposed to a vote, all this is, you know, neither here nor there. The PMB said last Thursday that the other three directors would not, that the other three directors were not to be seated, and that new people had to be, or at least an election had to be held all over again. So neither Carol Travis nor the other people have any status on this call right now. Now, I think it would be proper to find out whether or not that handwriting is the judge's handwriting, as Adriana suggested a few minutes ago. But other than that, you know, all that's going to do, if it was the judge, is verify, or not verify, but add to what the PMB already decided. That's it.
Bill for the stack. I've been trying to be on for quite a while.
And Jan Goodman.
Carol Travis.
Well, you've recognized me, Madam Chair, I think, after Benito.
You also recognize me. Carol Travis.
And can you hear me, Bill?
You're on mute.
He hears me.
Oh, thank you. I muted myself again. Sorry. All right. So, Jan, are you speaking for or against this motion?
I am speaking against the motion, but in favor of my amendment.
We just...
We just heard from the parliamentarian that the amendment is...
The parliamentarian misunderstood
my
amendment.
We can invite Tom if we want. If we approve it, we can invite Tom. Somebody should call him.
I know, but
email him.
I would like to make it more formal than that so it's not on a case-by-case basis, and I would also like to clarify that what I meant was that he can have voice, he can make motions, he cannot vote, but he can sit otherwise until this, so he cannot vote, but he can participate the court makes an order. And
all right, so we're voting. All right, so you're changing it from, you're changing your amendment, or you're clarifying it. Did you say that, I mean, the parliamentarian said that he cannot make motions?
Yeah, as a guest, he can't make motions. But as we invite him to be able to make motions, he just can't vote on the motions. He can...
an amendment.
And I will send, you know, I will clarify the amendment that I, because I said voice but no vote, and obviously it needed to be clarified because the parliamentarian didn't understand it.
Carol Travis for the motion.
Go ahead, Carol.
I don't know how long the time limit is, but...
90 seconds, I'm sorry. 90 seconds.
90 seconds, can I start now? Everybody has been speaking more than 90 seconds, but first of all, the PND last meeting did not say that Chris Corey and I could not be seated, number one. Number two... I'm in favor of the motion, even though I have questions about Tom, and I think it's a violation of the court order, but I think it's fine that he be invited, if that's what you want to do for efficiency. I'm in favor of this motion because we should be moving on. We have a lot of important things to do, and so I support it on those grounds.
Thank you for your comments. Tony, we're still waiting to see the motion. Have you sent it yet? I'm speaking.
Can you hear me?
Please don't interrupt me. Tony, have you sent the motion yet, please? Let me know that.
One more minute.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure it didn't get stuck in spam or something like that. Okay. Okay. Bill, are you speaking for or against this motion? Bill Crozier, did you want the floor to speak
for
or against?
For Tony's motion.
Go ahead.
And I'll still think, sorry. Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure everybody saw the emails we forwarded from Ford Green. Everybody wanted to get our legal counsel's opinion on it, and I had emailed him earlier asking for clarification. I said, the other three directors from KPFA can still be seated tonight, ? He replied back, yes, other seats can be seated tonight. So it's pretty clear, and also Bill Campisi, who's the only attorney for the other side, said the same thing. You've got attorneys from both sides of the case saying the same thing. So I think we need to listen to them. They were only arguing about that one seat, the one, whether it was to be Susan Da Silva or Tom Voorhees, and the other seats were not contested, and both attorneys agree on that. So I think it's clear we just need to allow the other people to participate fully in the meeting and vote and everything. And I don't have a problem with Jan's amendment either.
Point of order, Madam.
Thank you for your
Madam Chair.
Benita, what's your point of order?
Time. Madam Chair, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You were saying that it was time for the item.
I'm sorry, the last 5 minutes I was telling you that was time for the item.
I'm sorry, you're right. Okay, thank you.
Then recognize me, please.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was thinking we wanted the floor. I forgot that you volunteered to be timekeeper for the item. My apologies. Benito, what's your point of order?
Just that this discussion, as I tried to indicate earlier, I should have made it a point of order. But this.
What's your point of order? Who are you addressing point one to?
Madam Chair, the point of order is that this discussion is out of order because it contradicts the decision of the PNB last Thursday, which was to order a new election for those three other seats, other than Voorhees.
I'm not well taken.